Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, November 26th, 2014. This is show 100. Welcome to the 100th episode of Thinks Out Loud, so yay! All right, that's enough of that. I am so thrilled to have you here. We are entering what is my favorite holiday of the year here in the United States. That is the day before Thanksgiving. And for those of you who are here in the United States, you know what Thanksgiving is. For those of you who are abroad, you may well know what Thanksgiving is. But it's just a day we stop and reflect and think about the things that we're thankful for. You know, all that we have in our lives that, you know, we appreciate and we want to give thanks for all that we have. And I've been very, very fortunate, not just this year, but for a number of years. But, you know, one of the things I'm thankful for is this show and is this audience and the fact that you tune in every single week. There are people all over the world, which just amazes me. You know, folks in Germany and in China and in India, Hong Kong, people in the UK and Canada, as well as people across the United States in California and Texas and Illinois and New Jersey and New York and Florida, and just a ton of people who are tuning in every single week, people who write comments, people who write me emails asking questions or saying thanks to me, which, no, really, thank you, honestly. I wouldn't do the show if you didn't tune in. I do think it's funny that the 100th episode lines up with Thanksgiving, which is, again, just such an important holiday to me. And it's just, you know, a real treat to have you continue to tune in every week and have you continue to listen and have you to continue to reach out to me. Now, this is not going to be a show of reminiscences. I'm not a big one for looking backwards too much. I want to, you know, continue moving forward. And there is a lot of good stuff to talk about this week. Just a ton of things we need to pay attention to. Most notably, I want to really highlight something. I think I talked about last week a little bit, but Mike Blumenthal at blumenthals.com talked about the fact that Google has now achieved 100% monetization above the fold for local searches. They've eliminated the carousel, which you might be aware of. The carousel was a specific search presentation that occurred with local searches that showed images and things like that of images and ratings and reviews, and in some cases, prices of specific businesses that met local search criteria. Well, Google has eliminated that now. And in its place, they've put what's called a three-pack of paid, you know, sponsored listings. So there are two ads at the top, then you get the three-pack, then you get the organic results below that. Now, as Mike Blumenthal points out, on a 1440 by 900 display, two-thirds of all users who have this display, there are only two organic results that appear, and in some cases, there are zero. So Google has really monetized 100% of what appears above the fold. Now, that's hugely important. Hugely important. Because as he points out, as Mike points out, you know, Google has really become an ad engine that sometimes presents organic results, as opposed to an organic search engine that sometimes presents paid search results or ads. Now, that's going to be a big change we need to continue to pay attention to. On something like mobile, it's even worse because it's almost always going to be paid because the screen size is so small. And Google is increasingly giving greater weight. There's a report out from a variety of sources, but I'll link to the one in Get Elastic from Linda Bustos that says that Google is going to highlight mobile-friendly search in its, or mobile-friendly sites in search. So if one of your customers is searching from mobile and your site is mobile-friendly, then you're going to rank better. That's a great argument in favor of responsive design, something I talk about a lot. In fact, I did an interview recently with a group called Media Shower that I will link to in the show notes, where I talked very much about search and its impacts on, or excuse me, mobile and its impacts on search and responsive design and its impacts on search and how those play together. And as we talked about here on the show last week, you know, millennials obviously use search quite a lot and they use mobile a ton. It is, for many millennials, their primary way of going online. So Google is going to continually make search work better for mobile and, unfortunately, make search work better for ads, which puts you in a position of figuring out how do you ensure your content reaches your increasingly mobile, increasingly millennial customers. So a few things to be aware. One, this isn't news. Google has been moving in this direction for some time, and they are going to continue moving in this direction. The reason that they're going to continue moving in this direction is because they've got a number of threats facing them. They have a number of challenges that they are dealing with related to the shift to mobile. First, you know, the rise of mobile search. I wrote a post about this some time ago about what Google won't tell you about search engine marketing. And it's based on eMarketer data that shows a lot of companies are shifting their ad dollars to apps. And that Google's share of all searches because of the rise of apps went from 83% a couple years ago. So 83% of all searches conducted happened on Google to about 66% over the last couple of years. Now, when I say all searches, that includes people who use, you know, vertical search engines, places like, oh, I don't know, Kayak, job search apps like Indeed, e-commerce sales apps like Amazon, things like Shazam, local search like Yelp. These folks are challenging Google and making it harder for them to be the first choice of places to conduct a search, and that is stealing share away from the company. Separately, Google is also being pressured by places like the EU to change the way they do the things they do. You may be familiar with the right to be forgotten. If you're not, I'm not going to go into detail about it here because that's a show plus unto itself. But the International Business Times has a pretty good primer that I will link to in the show notes that talks about this and how they want that to extend not just in the EU, but all around the world. There are some people who think that the EU is going to push to break Google into pieces because they've gotten too big. So Google is under a number of threats, both competitive and regulatory, that are going to have an impact on how they do what they do. Now, the part you should care about is what do you do based on this reality? Well, first, you've got to plan ahead. You've got to plan for the fact that these things are going to occur. So segment your best customers. You know, figure out, is search driving the most value to you, or is it coming from other places? And how do you grow those places where your best customers come from, as well as improve the quality of the customers you receive from the other channels. One of those channels that I'm a big fan of will tend to be a very effective channel for you is your email list. Keep building out your email list. Keep working to make sure you can talk directly to your customers so that you don't even have to worry about what Google does in search, because you're going to reach your customers directly. And then finally, keep creating and curating useful content for your customers, because ultimately, that will work no matter which channel you make that data available, which channel you make that content available. It is still a primary ranking signal for Google. When they find good content, they actually say, this works. And it solves whatever your customers' problems are. Your customers come in because they have a question they need to answer. They have a challenge they need to solve for. And if you give them something that answers that question, then you're helping your customers, and ultimately you're helping your business. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. As ever, as I said at the beginning of the show, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate the fact that you do that every single week. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the posts that you find there. You can also subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. You should find us under any of those. And to remind you that you can email me. Just send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that email address is podcast@timpeter.com. Drop me a line with your comments, your questions, your complaints, anything that you might be thinking about that you wanted to hear more about, particularly with relationship to digital marketing strategy, or e-commerce. I do love to hear from you. I look forward to your emails, and I look forward to continuing the conversation with you as we go forward. So, once again, thanks so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you're here in America, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. If you are outside the United States, thank you again for all you do. I hope you have a fabulous weekend, a great week ahead, and I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.